This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM at WCHL. It is rather wet out there and a little bit foggy, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Today, mostly sunny and warmer after the fog clears away. Our high today up in the low 80s. Warmest day we've had in several. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So that's a little bit of a change in the forecast. We had not expected that. A little bit warmer even tomorrow than today. And again, the fog is really thick out there, so be careful. Visibility is not great. Two former Chapel Hill sanitation workers could get the opportunity to fight for their jobs and lost compensation after the North Carolina Court of Appeals ruled to allow them a hearing of their peers.
It's been almost a year now since Judge Badur dismissed the claim, you know, basically did what the Chapel Hill lawyer asked him to do.
That's Kerry Bigelow and Clyde Clark's attorney, Al McShirley, who is a civil rights attorney with McShirley and Turner, PLLC, right here in Chapel Hill.
Ms. Clark still has not found regular work. I think Ms. Bigelow has found some work.
Bigelow and Clark were fired in October of 2010 for insubordination and complaints by town residents about their job performance. An investigation was conducted by a Raleigh-based human resource and compliance firm, Capital Associated Industries, and recommended the men be fired. The Citizens Advisory Committee concurred. The town of Chapel Hill created a page on its website explaining the reasons for termination and provides copious amounts of documentation about the case. It explains that the termination was not based on a single incident and that multiple residents had complained about the former employee's service and intimidating behavior. You can find a link to that information by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. McShirley says a recent case regarding another former employee of the town's sanitation department, Lee Thompson, adds some confusion to this case. Thompson was cashing a check at the State Employees Credit Union on Pittsboro Road when the bank manager asked him to remove a fallen limb from the side yard of the business. McShirley says it took Thompson and his partner only about 5 minutes to cut it up and throw it at the back of the truck.
We felt like that was a contradiction. If you were a public works employee at Chapel Hill, you didn't know whether you should do some people ask you or you shouldn't do it.
He says the Personnel Appeals Committee unanimously ruled about a month ago that Thompson should not be fired. Town Manager Roger Stansel has to make the final ruling, but Shirley says the rule states it should be done within 2 weeks that the committee is presenting the ruling to the town manager. He says as of Monday, no decision has been announced. When Bigelow and Clark's lawsuit against the town was sent to Orange County Superior Court, Judge Alan Badur, nearly a year ago, McShirley says the judge's explanation didn't go in depth into why he threw it out.
We had made about four or five claims. We felt like they violated their First Amendment rights. All this is under the North Carolina Constitution.
Judge Badur told WCHL that it would not be appropriate for him to comment on the case. The town has 30 days to appeal the decision to the North Carolina Supreme Court, but McShirley says he's confident that it won't and that the men will get their court date. By Wednesday afternoon, McShirley said he had tried to contact his clients, but was not yet able to reach them. WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news coming up in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Live smart, live well, live large at the Boom Blast Lifestyle Expo, Thursday, May 16th from 10 to 3 at Galloway Ridge in Farrington Village between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill. Attend information sessions on subjects relevant to you, what to expect from Medicare and Medicaid, easier phone communication for the hearing impaired, knee and hip replacement options, advanced planning, admission is free, easy parking, promotional items, contests, and snacks. Don't miss it on Thursday, May 16th at Galloway Ridge at Farrington. Presented by Boom Magazine, the lifestyle resource for today's active adult.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Chapel Hill Town Council got its first look last night at a plan to revamp the town's advisory boards. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When it comes to gathering resident input, the town of Chapel Hill relies on 19 standing committees and commissions, as well as a variety of task forces and work groups. But some on the town council worry that the current structure isn't working.
We've built up the system over several decades, and if we could streamline it in some way, not only could we make the work more meaningful and hopefully better feedback for the council, but we could possibly save money or reallocate resources within the town to do other things that are, frankly, probably a little more important.
That's Councilmember Gene Pease. He and a work group of fellow council members have spent the last year studying the roles and responsibilities of the various committees. Last night, they rolled out a proposal to combine many of the existing boards.
I know this is probably hitting some of you as some radical change. We think it's an evolution of our thinking, to be frank. We know we haven't figured everything out, nor has it been intended to so far. And I know the committee feels that this would be a very important step to try to align our current system with our new thinking on 2020.
The first phase of the revamp will focus on those boards involved in the development review process. 10 committees, including the Transportation Board, Bike and Pedestrian Board, Greenways Commission, Historic District Commission, and the Community Design Commission, could see their functions rolled into four new groups, each centered on a main goal from the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The new advisory boards would be called Community Housing, Community Design, Transportation and Connectivity, and Environmental Stewardship. A representative from each would also sit on the Planning Board, whose membership would be split between the committee representatives and at-large members. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt worried that kind of workload might discourage many from participating in advisory boards in the future.
You know, families and full-time job people are just going to have a hard time being on two major boards, which is what they'd have to do if they're on the Planning Board, or even handling a lot of these issues.
Other council members also voiced concern that the new plan focuses too narrowly on development review, without recognizing the other functions of many of the advisory boards. Here's Jim Ward.
If the general notion is to merge Bike Ped, T-Board, Greenways, as far as how they interact with the development review process, that's fine. I can see how that might work. But there continues to be, at least for Greenways and Bike Ped, a tremendous advocacy role that they need to play in this community, as far as I'm concerned, because we need those two elements in our community to a greater degree than we already have.
Mayor Kleinschmidt stressed that this is just the beginning of the planning process and that the role of each board will be thoroughly analyzed during the year-long review process.
What we're not doing is jettisoning an important function of town volunteers to provide advice to the council, but rather taking those elements and reconfiguring them in a way that's more efficient, but yet continues to allow for their value to be added.
The council will discuss the plan further at a business meeting on June 10th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Beginning today, you can pay for metered parking in Chapel Hill with your smartphone, but each transaction will cost you 35 cents on top of the parking fee. Here's Brenda Jones, the town's parking services superintendent.
I'm really hoping that it will make people's lives easier. Basically, we're using new technology to offer an additional payment option for residents and visitors to the town of Chapel Hill.
The town's pay-by-phone vendor is a company called Parkmobile USA, Inc. Jones says this option will make the parking system more efficient.
You might have a line of people at particular times of the day. For example, the dinner rush with the pay-by-phone option, you won't have to stand in line.
To use the new Park Mobile system, you can register for free at parkmobile.com or download the mobile app. Once registered, you can use the app, the internet, or a toll-free number to pay for parking. You can also select the option to receive alerts and reminders 15 minutes prior to expiration of their parking session. Park Mobile has an app for the iPhone, Android, Windows, and BlackBerry smartphones. You pay according to which meter zone you're parking in. Stickers were placed throughout Chapel Hill earlier this week to designate the zones. The stickers also have QR codes on them. You can scan the codes with your smartphone, and that will start the transaction process. Jones says phase one of the project is the pay-by-phone option for metered spots on and off the streets, but it could be expanded further.
Assuming that this all goes really well and people respond well to it, the next phase would be possibly to integrate it into our off-street lots, Wallace Deck, Rosemary Columbia Lot, and hopefully the 140 West Lot as well.
For more information about the pay-by-phone parking, visit our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 618, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening at Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. I can only tell you one word as far as the traffic is concerned this morning: fog. Very thick fog out there this morning. Please allow yourself a little extra time. Be careful. Fog is really thick, and it's going to be hanging around for a while. But as far as we know, other than that, there are no traffic problems for report this morning. Not yet. Rand Northam in the newsroom. You'll hear from him a little bit later on in the morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. It is going to be foggy for a while. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today. Mostly sunny, warmer with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 58. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the low in the low 60s. On Saturday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, 60% chance of it, high in the upper 70s. And on Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of rain in the morning and the high in the low 70s once again. So rainy weather definitely coming for the weekend. 619, 19 minutes after 6 in WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Saturday with the Preview Day Friday with hundreds of gifts for mom on sale. Take 50% off summer looks for her from Style & Co., Charter Club, and more. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% on all fine jewelry. Style & Co. and Gianni Bernini handbags and wallets 50% off. Get enamel bangles free with any $75 or more women's fragrance purchase. And save 50% plus an extra 10% on luggage from Samsonite, Delsey, and more. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The category tonight, top 10 least memorable James Bond films. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The very first James Bond film, Dr. No, opened 50 years ago today, May 8th, 1963. 50 years ago today. James Bond film franchise has earned over $6 billion worldwide, 23 films. Least memorable James Bond film. Now, these would be, you won't remember these because these are the least memorable. Here we go.
Okay. Wow.
Number 10, Lick and Let Dry. Number 9, You've Only Bathed Twice. Number 8, Old Finger. Number 7, Clams Casino Royale. Number 6, Gold Bond, The Spy Who Loved Medicated Powder. Number 5, Secret Service on Her Majesty. Number 4, James Bond Mall Cop. Number 3, Leaf Raker. Number 2, from Rush Limbaugh with Love, and the number one least memorable James Bond film, Cold Sores Are Forever.
And that was good. David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. We do it every day at the same time.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Jack Hanna and from Star Trek Into the Darkness, Benedict Cumberbatch. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 in WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Number one ranked Tar Heels defeated the James Madison University Dukes for the second night in a row last night. This time 6-1 in a shortened game due to inclement weather. Freshman Landon Lassiter was first to put a run on the board. UNC took an early lead in the bottom half of the first inning. And Tar Heels got off to a good start and did not relinquish that lead the rest of the way. That lead wouldn't last long. Dukes were able to tie it up at one run apiece at the top of the third. But a big hit and smart base running from Parks Jordan in the bottom of the fourth put the Tar Heels back on top of the Dukes 4-1. The scoring didn't stop there for the Tar Heels. Sophomore Michael Russell helped tack on two more in the fifth inning for Carolina to put the Heels on top of the Dukes 6-1. But the score still 6-1 in favor of UNC and one out remaining at the bottom of the sixth. Storms rolled in, and after about an hour of waiting, the game was eventually called, giving Carolina the victory. With the win, Carolina improves to 44-4 overall, still 19-3 in the ACC. James Madison is now 20-25 overall. Tar Heels are back in action on Friday night when they face Georgia Tech for the first of a three-game series on the road in Atlanta. Again, that series starts tomorrow night down in Hotlanta. Michigan will visit Duke, and North Carolina travels to Michigan State in this year's Big Ten ACC Challenge. The conferences announced the matchups yesterday for the 12-game schedule to be played December 3rd and 4th. 14 of the teams played in the NCAA tournament last season. This marks the first challenge for the three new ACC schools, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame. Pitt will play host to Penn State. Syracuse is home against Indiana, and Notre Dame will visit Iowa. North Carolina State plays host to Northwestern, and new coach Chris Collins, a former Duke assistant. Maryland visits Ohio State in its final challenge as an ACC school before joining the Big Ten. Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech are the three schools from the 15-team ACC that are left out. Well, that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more details on the baseball game last night and a big announcement coming out of Charlotte this morning in regards to the Atlantic Coast Conference and in regards to football, specifically North Carolina and South Carolina. Again, that special announcement coming this morning at 9 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. We'll let you know what's happening. Coming up next, Charles Osgood on WCHL, followed by a look at your weather and more local news on WCHL. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. Brian Preston of Douglasville, Georgia, had a nice business going for him until, as our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman puts it, the Great Recession hit him like a ton of bricks.
In 2008, he lost his remodeling business after the housing market crash and had to lay off 12 employees.
We lost our house and our cars. It had gotten so bad that we were actually having yard sales just to make ends meet, and we had a newborn on the way.
What Preston needed was a newborn business, as you'll hear after this. Mother's Day is almost here. All the moms in our lives deserve something special. But time's running out to send them something special. So don't wait and don't settle for less. Send the very best, a beautiful bouquet from the folks at 1-800-Flowers.com. Take it from me, those flowers will make all the mothers in your life smile. Show how much you care. Today only, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer for you since you listened to the Osgood File. Order 24 multicolored roses for just $29.99. That's a full bouquet of two dozen stunning roses for $20 off the regular price. You can't beat this great offer, but you must order today. Available only while supplies last. To get this bouquet delivered in time for Mother's Day, go now to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. Mark Stressman was telling us about Georgia businessman Brian Preston, who had nothing left but an idea for a business.
Make furniture out of reclaimed wood like dismantled barns and shipping pallets. He needed skilled craftsmen and found three of them living in the woods behind a shopping center.
There was a whole community of guys, homeless people living together, and most of them were in the housing market also, just like me. And so I guess that's why I was so attached to these guys living out there, because I was so close to being out here with them.
That's how Preston found T.C. Curtis, first employee for his new venture, the Lehman Luther Furniture Company.
When Curtis lost his job in Florida, he walked 500 miles to Georgia looking for work. He took us to the woods where he lived in a tent for 10 months.
I swore I would never come back.
Curtis is out of the woods now, literally. He can afford to rent a room of his own now, says Strassman.
He has also opened his first checking account in 15 years.
Have you run into people just like you before?
Yes.
What do they all say?
There ain't no hope. And I said, you can build hope.
TC just needed some tools. TC just needed a chance. It's just amazing what a job could do for somebody like that. I completely took it for granted.
By the way, Preston's new business seems on its way out of the woods, too.
The company is on pace to do $500,000 in sales this year, using reclaimed wood to rebuild lives.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
When you shop for new floors, comparing pricing can be challenging, especially at big box home improvement stores that have hidden costs and minimal service. I'm Stephen Brown of USA Flooring. You can feel comfortable browsing our special order showroom or scheduling a free in-home estimate. We want you to have the best possible service, selection, and price. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in our stores.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenneth Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Chapelboro.com invites the whole community to come out to Vilcom Center across from Timberline Shopping Center this Wednesday, May 15th, from 5:30 until 8 p.m. The community's favorite food trucks will be ready to serve up delicious food truck fare along with other fun giveaways provided by Chapelboro.com and WCHL. This food truck rodeo will be a family fun day event to help celebrate the launch of the new Chapelboro 2.0. Bigger, faster, and stronger. We'll see you there.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Very foggy out there this morning. In fact, a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Today, mostly sunny, warmer, with the highs in the low 80s. At sunshine after all, the fog clears away, of course. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, the high of 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, low in the low 60s. And this weekend looks like it could get rainy. 60% chance of rain on Saturday with a high of 78. Saturday night, still 60% chance of rain with a low in the upper 50s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Amanda Berry escaped and called 911. Cleveland police arrived at the home where the three women and a six-year-old child had been held captive for up to a decade.
We also have a Michelle Knight in the house. I don't know if you want to look that up in the system. 32 years old.
Okay, I got you.
Ariel Castro owns that home. He's under arrest. Prosecutor Victor Perez.
I just signed criminal complaints charging Ariel Castro with 4 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of rape. These 7 criminal complaints our first-degree felony.
Castro has a court date scheduled for today. Andrew Cohen is CBS News senior legal analyst.
Clearly, they wanted to get on the board with kidnapping and rape charges, which bring with them the possibility of life without parole. And it wouldn't be surprising, as more evidence comes in, for them to add to the charges.
Ariel Castro's brothers have been cleared. They are not suspects in this case. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 53 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning and very, very foggy out there. We're going to have a lot of sunshine today and much warmer temperatures. Temperatures climbing up into the low 80s today, but that's after all the fog clears away. The Bicycle Apartments, a $20 million student housing project less than a mile from downtown Chapel Hill, broke ground yesterday morning. Town leaders say it will reinvigorate the downtown economy in more ways than one. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Students are such a vital part of our local economy. And having them in a well-maintained, well-managed living community right downtown is just really tremendous. It's going to be a great impact for all of us.
That's Meg McGurk. She's the executive director for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Trinitas Ventures LLC, a national developer of student housing communities, is backing the project. The plan is to knock down the existing three buildings at the Central Park Apartments location off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. 194 apartments, or 608 units, designed in compliance with the LEED accreditation system, will be built in its place.
This is what we call student housing by design, and it's a unique property for Chapel Hill. There isn't one like it yet. This is groundbreaking in many ways, and it's something that's needed in our community.
The property management staff will live on site. Travis Vinsel is the vice president of development for Trinitas Ventures. Here's Vinsel.
We thought it was an opportunity for us to bring a product where we redevelop, bring a new product, a by-design product, close to the students, close to the center of campus, close to the center of town.
Aaron Nelson, the president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, says he's excited to bring more students closer to downtown.
600 students, walkable distance to downtown. The businesses downtown are excited about that. More shoppers, more eyes on the street, easier to come to and from campus, bringing them in from other communities where they live right now.
Ann Nelson says it's a good time for downtown Chapel Hill. 140 West, the eight-story, $55 million development on Franklin Street, just opened last month. The building contains 140 residences and 26,000 square feet of retail space.
Downtown is in a renaissance right now. Additional housing, additional retail, more restaurants. It's a real exciting time for downtown.
The complex is slated to open in 2014, just before the beginning of the school year. For more information about the Bicycle Apartments, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, county commissioners will try and balance budget priorities at a work session coming up tonight. The county is looking to finance several large construction projects in the next 5 years without bumping up against its debt ceiling. To do so, county staffers are recommending that the board move ahead with the Colbert Science Wing expansion next year, but delay construction of the Southern Branch Library until 2017. Rising costs for health care and retiree benefits, as well as EMS upgrades and increased funding requests from the schools, top the list of budget concerns for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Those total an additional $15 million in spending and would require a 10-cent property tax rate increase to fully fund them all. Orange County commissioners will hash out the details when the board meets at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. A couple of former Chapel Hill sanitation workers could get the opportunity to fight for their jobs and lost compensation after the North Carolina Court of Appeals ruled to allow them a hearing of their peers.
It's been almost a year now since Judge Badur dismissed the claim. You know, basically did what the Chapel Hill lawyer asked him to do.
That is Carrie Bigelow and Clyde Clark's attorney, Al McShirley, who's a civil rights attorney in Chapel Hill, with McShirley and Turner, PLLC.
Ms. Clark still has not found regular work. I think Ms. Bigelow has found some work.
Bigelow and Clark were fired in October of 2010 for insubordination and complaints by town residents about their job performance. An investigation was conducted by a Raleigh-based human resource and compliance firm, Capital Associated Industries, and recommended the men be fired. The Citizens Advisory Committee concurred. The town of Chapel Hill created a page on its website explaining the reasons for termination and provides copious amounts of documentation about the case. It explains that the termination was not based on a single incident and that multiple residents had complained about the former employee's service and intimidating behavior. You can find a link to that information by visiting WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. McShirley says a recent case regarding another former employee of the town's sanitation department, Lee Thompson, adds some confusion to the case. Thompson was cashing a check at the State Employees Credit Union on Pittsburgh Road when the bank manager asked him to remove a fallen limb from the side yard of the business. McShirley says it took Thompson and his partner only about 5 minutes to cut it up and throw it in the back of the truck.
We felt like that was a contradiction. If you were a public works employee at Chapel Hill, you didn't know whether you should do something people ask you or you shouldn't do it.
He says the Personnel Appeals Committee unanimously ruled about a month ago that Thompson should not be fired. Town manager Roger Stancil has to make the final ruling, and McShirley says the rule states it should be done within 2 weeks that the committee's presenting the ruling to the town manager. He says as of Monday, no decision has been announced. When Bigelow and Clark's lawsuit against the town was sent to Orange County Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour almost a year ago, McShirley says the judge's explanation didn't really go into depth into why he threw it out.
We had made about four or five claims. We felt like they violated their First Amendment rights. All this was under the North Carolina Constitution.
Judge Bedour told WCHL News that it would not be appropriate for him to comment on the case. The town has 30 days to appeal the decision to the North Carolina Supreme Court. But McShirley says he's confident that it won't and that the men will get their court date. By yesterday afternoon, McShirley said he had tried to contact his clients but was not yet able to reach them. The judges hearing North Carolina's redistricting litigation want more information from attorneys about the role that race played in the formation of congressional and general assembly boundaries drawn in 2011. Three Superior Court judges met yesterday with lawyers representing the state and legislative leaders and attorneys for voters and interest groups that sued over the maps, alleging they're unconstitutional. The judges already have received thousands of pages of documents and held 2 days of hearings back in February. Wake Superior Court Judge Paul Ridgway says they're interested in issues of racial polarization, where some majority black districts were drawn, and whether race was the predominant factor in forming six districts. The questions could lead to another hearing in June before they rule on the lawsuits. Any decision likely would be appealed. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Coming up next, Wiley Post has today's commentary, and he's talking about the North Carolina legislature. That is on the way, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Celebrate your accomplishments with a stunning diploma frame while saving tons of money only at the Print Shop. For over 35 years, your art print and framing store in University Mall.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
Live smart, live well, live large at the Boom Blast Lifestyle Expo, Thursday, May 16th from 10 to 3 at Galloway Ridge in Farrington Village between Pittsburgh and Chapel Hill. Attend information sessions on subjects relevant to you, what to expect from Medicare and Medicaid, easier phone communication for the hearing impaired, knee and hip replacement options, advanced planning, admission is free, easy parking, promotional items, contests, and snacks. Don't miss it on Thursday, May 16th at Galloway Ridge at Farrington. Presented by Boom Magazine, the lifestyle resource for today's active adult.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:21, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Salamanders, shark tooth fossils, Virginia possums, tree frogs. Are these really more important than jobs? I know we've said this before, and you would believe that someday the bills coming from North Carolina General Assembly would help the citizens that are still underemployed and unemployed who need our help. House Bill 830 wants to adopt new state symbols and just adds to the fact that this elected body has no plans to ever bring jobs back to Orange County anytime soon. Salamanders, these amphibians have installed a major tunnel system in my front yard that Dwight Eisenhower would be proud of, and they want to honor this critter with a state symbol. Shark's teeth fossils? I thought they had more old fossils to choose from than a megalodon species that lived approximately 28.5 million years ago when some of the GOP members believed the Earth had yet formed, and they want to honor this critter with a state symbol. Virginia possum? They couldn't even come up with a critter from North Carolina. Will there be little white crosses along the highway honoring where the marsupial couldn't make it across? Tree frogs? I don't know that much about, but bullfrogs go best with a little salt and butter. And now the Republican control committee in North Carolina General Assembly approved a bill Tuesday that would require teenagers to present a notarized parental consent form in order to access STD testing and treatment, mental health counseling, pregnancy care, or substance abuse treatment. Teenagers without a parent or guardian would be required to stand before a judge and request a judicial bypass in order to obtain those health services. I just don't understand the logic of this bill. Then again, I don't understand Republican thinking. I guess from their point of view, they think this bill will make teens have less sex or no sex. Yeah, like that's ever going to happen? Many kids do not and probably could not talk to their parents about sex. Therefore, getting parents' permission to get tested could cause a lot of problems at home. I mean, they can get a driver's license at 16, but they can't go to the doctor for a test without permission. The kids that do not get tested because they don't want to involve their parents and then go around spreading disease because they have not been tested or given the proper treatment, how does that make sense to anyone? I think the legislature's ideology is binding them to the potential harm this bill will do. Several doctors testified against the bill, and if the experts say something contrary to your ideological legislation, you need to rethink and reevaluate your position. But self-reflection is not a Republican trait. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen. Surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori, or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Whoa!
did you see that catch?
That's awesome, Dad. Pat yourself on the back, Lisa. You're a good daughter. Hanging out watching baseball with your dad. Of course, you're also hanging with your friends.
Oh, come on. He was safe.
Kinda, anyway. See, AT&T has this great deal. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get a Galaxy Tab 2 for $199.99. So now you can kinda watch the game with Dad while you're kinda using your smartphone to text your friends and kinda reading tweets with Twitter and whatnot. And you can kinda use your speedy new tablet to do things like look up baseball stats in a hurry.
A triple play?
Hey, Dad, did you know that there were 3 triple plays last season?
I am so proud of you right now.
AT&T, rethink possible. Visit a store or att.com for details. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Prices include $100 off non-commitment pricing for a limited time, $200 more off the Tab 2 with Galaxy S3 purchase. Pricing effective 2/15/13, subject to change. $200 more offer expires 4/25/13. Each requires new 2-year agreement and qualified voice and data or mobile share plan. Other charges and conditions apply.
Traffic and weather together coming up next on WCHL. And right now it's 6:46, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, a springy up to date on what's happening at Carolina.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team improved to 44-4 on the 2013 slate after taking a 6-1 decision over James Madison on Wednesday night. The game was suspended in the bottom half of the sixth inning with the Tar Heels up 6-1 because of inclement weather. As a result, Chris Munley, who got the start, took the victory. Riley Hobus also saw some spot action for the first time in a couple of weeks. The win sets the scene now for the Tar Heels' weekend road trip to Georgia Tech. The Tar Heels take on the Yellow Jackets at 7 o'clock on Friday night in Atlanta, 6 o'clock game time on Saturday, with a 1 o'clock first pitch set for Sunday. Carolina 19-3 is atop the Coastal Division standings, up on Virginia, which begins the weekend at 17-7. The opponent for this weekend, Georgia Tech, is 12-12, followed by Virginia Tech at 13-14. Miami is 11-13, and Duke is 9-15.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other Carolina sports news, the basketball team will travel to East Lansing, Michigan to play Michigan State on Wednesday, December the 4th in the 15th annual ACC Big Ten Challenge. Aside from basketball, Lauren Sheely, a rising junior on the North Carolina field hockey team, is one of 5 female finalists for the 2013 Sports Illustrated College Athlete of the Year Award, and the winners will be featured in the May 27th issue of SI.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:49, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up, celebrity birthdays, traffic and weather together, and Freddie Cogger has a trivia quiz. Also, we'll have today's WCHL hometown hero. Let's start with the traffic this morning. Traffic brought to you by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Well, so far this morning, things are moving along pretty smoothly, although I have to say the fog is really thick out there. So please, you can't see very far in front of your car. Fog is thick in most places, so please drive with a little extra caution. Don't forget your headlights. I mean, it's probably visibility probably better on dim than bright, but the fog is really thick, so be careful with that out there, okay? Otherwise, no reports of any accidents. If you experience any accidents or see any delays, anything like that that's a little out of the ordinary, call the newsroom, 919-967-8363. And be a WCHL road warrior. We'll pass along the word to everybody else, but just be careful with all that fog out there. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you need something really simple like a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or a custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 53 degrees, dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. For your weekend, a big chance of rain on Friday night. On Saturday, it's going to be cloudy, 60% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. Saturday night low, about 52, with a 60% chance of rain. Then on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, and the high in the low 70s. So that's kind of the way it goes for the weekend. Looks like it could be a rainy weekend over the next few days. Probably get a lot of rain. All right, WCHL and celebrity birthdays now. And we've got a few of those to pass along to you. Actor Albert Finney, 77 years old today. Actress turned politician Glenda Jackson is 77. Producer-director James L. Brooks, 76. Sonny Curtis, who was a member of the Crickets with Buddy Holly and the Crickets, turned 76 years old today. Singer Tommy Rowe is 71. Richie Pure, Buffalo Springfield and Poco member, 69 years old today. Actress Candace Bergen turned 67. Pop singer Clint Holmes, 67. Actor Anthony Higgins is 66. Billy Joel, one of the best singer-songwriters ever, 64 years old today. Happy birthday, Billy Joel. Let's see here. Actress Allie Mills, 62. Actress Amy Hill is 60. Actor John Corbett turns 52 today. Actress Rosario Dawson is 34. Actress Rachel Boston is 31. And television personality Audrina Partridge is 28 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Catherine Dean has a birthday. John Poteet over in Durham is celebrating a birthday. And Carol Ann Mullis, who lives in Elon, is our birthday winner of the day. Congratulations, Carol Ann Mullis. Happy birthday to you. And we're going to get a $10 gift certificate from University Florist for you. University Florist, downtown Chapel Hill and East Franklin Street. They'll always help you say it with flowers, even if you have trouble saying it with words. Happy birthday once again, Carol Ann Mullis of Elon from WCHL. Time for trivia, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
Ron Sutz. Freddie Kiger walking into the studio armed with the trivia.
Yes, I question. Am. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody's good out there. Hope your May's going along nicely.
Oh, it's just floating right along.
There you go. Today we're doing classic movies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, or it's a question from a classic movie.
Okay.
The movie, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb.
One of your favorites.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Name the character actor who, whooping and hollering, wrote a nuclear H-bomb right on down to the Soviet Union in the movie.
Hmm. You're always asking these Dr. Strangelove questions. You pull one out about once a year.
Yeah, precious bodily fluids.
And I don't know the answer to the question. So.
And Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb, named the character actor who, whooping and hollering, wrote a H-nuclear bomb, an H-bomb, right on down to the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
He jumps on top of it, and it goes right out through the bomb doors, and he's got his cowboy hat, and he's riding that sucker all the way down.
All right. Well,
not his character in the movie, but his acting name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you know the answer, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, all right. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Muriel Wittleman is Education and Outreach Coordinator for Orange County Solid Waste. She's coordinating a big reuse rodeo for our community.
We round up a bunch of local reuse organizations and have them in one location so that students and others that have a wide variety of materials still in good, usable condition can donate them to our great charities. The idea of a reuse rodeo actually came from the National Reuse Alliance, and we have a Carolina chapter, of which Orange County Solid Solid Waste is a member, as well as, you know, other local solid waste agencies. And the reuse community is just thriving in the Triangle area and especially here in Chapel Hill. So we have some fine organizations that are at the Reuse Rodeo, the PTA Thrift Shop, and they are taking furniture and housewares and clothing and all kinds of stuff. It is being hosted at the Hargrave Center. They do a book bag giveaway every fall. So they're taking book bags and school supplies and binders and things like that that kids can use in the schools. We have the Interfaith Council, which is taking unopened food and personal care supplies. And we also have the Compass Center for Women and Families. They're taking cell phones.
Muriel Willeman is today's WCHL hometown hero. She says this big reuse rodeo this week is not just for UNC students.
You might be cleaning out. It's high time for spring cleaning. And the whole point really is to reduce, well, one of the points is to reduce student move-out waste. So it's one of the reasons that I'm really glad that the Hargrave Center was able to host is because it's in the heart of Northside community, which has a growing student population. There are a number of organizations that have been involved with the organization of the Reuse Rodeo as well. You know, the Downtown Partnership, Student Life Fraternity and Sorority Organization, they walked around and did a cleanup a couple of weekends ago, so they handed out flyers.
Muriel Willeman brings this kind of enthusiasm to every event in which she participates. She comes to the community dinner. She goes to all kinds of outdoor festivals and events, really, in our community, helping people recycling and make sure we dispose of our trash in the right way.
You don't have to be a student. You don't have to be moving out to participate. You know, again, the IFC is taking unopened food and personal care items. PTA is taking furniture and housewares, lamps, area rugs, furniture, clean clothes. They can certainly look on our website, www.orangecountync.gov/recycling. Go to the latest news page.
The Reuse Rodeo, again today and tomorrow from 9 until 2 at the Hargrave Center. And congratulations, Muriel Willeman, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thanks so much.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57, 3 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning. Freddie, I don't know the answer to
that
question.
You know this guy. I know you know him. This guy appeared in movies like Blazing Saddles, 1941, and Dr. Strangelove. Slim Pickens.
Oh, I love Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
He was the guy riding the H-bomb all the way down in the movie Dr. Strangelove. His real name was Louis Burton Lindley Jr., and he always kind of played kind of a cowboy, rough and tumble, you know, character roles in movies. And like I said, he was in Blazing Saddles, 1941, Dr. Strangelove. Early on, this native Californian rode rodeo was a rodeo clown. But his name in the movie, Dr. Strangelove, was Major T.J. Kong. Of course, he was nicknamed King Kong. And he said himself that that role changed his life.
You know, the funniest role I've ever seen, Slim Pickens, I love that guy, first of all.
Yeah.
But he was in Huckleberry Rose.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Movie with Willie Nelson.
No, I don't know that.
Willie Nelson on the road, and he was Willie's sidekick.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
And the funniest scene I can remember seeing with him being involved in that is he's running, and he's trying to catch somebody, trying to catch up to somebody before they get on the bus or something. And he's got this great big gut, and he's running. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, and by the way, the name of that movie is not Huckleberry Rose. It's Honeysuckle Rose with Willie Nelson. Slim Pickens, that's the answer. Seems everybody in town knew the answer to that except for me. And Joe DeLuca is the first one to get in here with the correct answer. Joe gets Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather. First of all, there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 this morning. Certainly justified. It is really foggy out there. After the fog clears away, sunny and warmer with a high in the low 80s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the